Writers on Rebellion. During the Renaissance, the emphasis on the centrality of human achievements and potential in opposition to many of the claims of dogmatic theology and science led to the rise of secular values and attitudes. In the early 16th century, for example, Niccolò Machiavelli in The Prince, 1532, held that all means, however lawless or unscrupulous, may be used in order to maintain authority, and that the worst acts of the ruler are justified by the treachery of the governed. This viewpoint gave rise to the adjective Machiavellian, just as the figure of Faust, the German magician and astrologer represented in Christopher Marlowe's play, led to the world Faustian. Faust grew dissatisfied with the limited nature of human knowledge and sold his soul to the devil in exchange for worldly experience, magical power, love, and prolonged youth. He reflected the man, constantly troubled and tormented by spiritual restlessness and insatiably striving for mastery. The strife between pride and ambition, on the one hand, and the respect of the universal order, on the other, are the basis of the rebellion in some Shakespearean characters like Macbeth and his wife. Even in Paradise Lost, the greatest epic in English, there is the theme of rebellion embodied by the figure of Satan, but also by man's disobedience to God and Eve's surrendering to temptation. Among the Romantics, George Gordon Byron was the most successful in shaping the new ideal of the rebel, the Byronic hero, the proud and solitary man whose inner torment became fashion and pose. His attitude reflected the romantic sense of isolation, the loss of the classical ideas, and certain anarchic individualism. The scientists, protagonists of the two famous novels of the 19th century, Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll, represent the overreacher, obsessed with the desire to reach his aim, which turns out to be self-destructive. The same happens in Melville's Moby Dick, the story of the conflict of the monomaniac Captain Ahab and the great white whale. In American literature, rebellion can also take the form of escape, as in Twain's The Adventures of a Huckleberry Finn, where the protagonist runs away from a limited and corrupted society, thus expressing the conflict between natural impulses and social constraints. In modern literature, rebellion is often linked to daily life, to a feeling of anger which is typical of the novels and plays of the late 1950s and early 1960s in Britain and America. The heroes of these works, notably Jimmy Porter in Joan Osborne's Look Back in Anger, 1957, feel a confident contempt for the established order and energetically manifest their rejection of it.